Manage and start. 2, 1.
Blasting off from the U.S. state of Texas, Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket launches for another journey to the edge of our atmosphere. On board, a man known to millions as Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
Space, the final frontier.
William Shatner first shot to fame in 1966, playing the iconic Kirk in Star Trek. Now more than 50 years later, he's boldly gone where no 90-year-old human has been before.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it.
Once free of the Earth's gravity, all four crew members enjoyed 3 minutes of weightlessness and a view of our planet that Blue Origin's owner Jeff Bezos hopes will eventually become more accessible to so-called space tourists. In a race funded by billionaires, having such a relatable crew member on board is being seen as a publicity coup.
It's no secret that a lot of people who like space and space systems are Star Trek fans, so they'll immediately resonate with Captain Kirk in the seat on this passenger flight.
It's my real honor to pin this on you.
As the capsule and its crew safely return to Earth, fans of an iconic science fiction show that inspired millions celebrated the return of their fictional spaceship captain.
Well, you couldn't pick anybody better, I think, from all of Star Trek to get to do that and to be looking at that new frontier.
I think really that it's bigger than Shatner, right? I mean, Captain Kirk is Star Trek, but really Star Trek is the thing that has had the impact on space travel, right? By presenting this optimistic vision of the future, especially an inclusive vision of the future.
The new private space race is now well underway. It may be funded by what some see as a billionaire's boys' club, with Bezos, Richard Branson and Elon Musk all jockeying for domination. But it's hoped the final frontier may now be one step closer for the rest of us. Andy Gallagher, Al Jazeera.